Welcome to morning prayer on Tuesday the 8th of September. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your infirmities, who redeems your life from the pit, and crowns you with faithful love and compassion, who satisfies you with good things so that your youth is renewed like an eagle's. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all who are oppressed. He made his ways known to Moses and his works to the children of Israel. The Lord has established his throne in heaven and his kingdom has dominion over all. Bless the Lord, you angels of his, you mighty ones who do his bidding, and hearken to the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his, to do his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 133. Mercy and truth are met together, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Behold how good and pleasant it is to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down upon the beard, even on Aaron's beard, running down upon the collar of his clothing. It is like the dew of Hermon, running down upon the hills of Zion. For there the Lord has promised his blessing, even life forevermore. Mercy and truth are met together, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Grant to your people, good Lord, the spirit of unity, that they may dwell together in your love, and so bear to the world the ointment of your healing and the dew of your blessing, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law. Lead me in the path of your commandments, that I may see the wonders of your law. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law. Let us pray. A prayer written by Debbie McDaniel. Dear God, at the start of each day, help us to recognise you above all else. Enlighten the eyes of our heart that we may see you and notice how you are at work throughout our lives. Give us wisdom to make the best choices. Fill us with a desire to seek after you more than anything else in the world. Let your spirit and power breathe in us, through us, again fresh and new. Thank you that you are greater than anything we may face in our day. Thank you that your presence goes with us, that your joy is never dependent on our circumstances, but it is our truth and lasting strength, no matter what we're up against. We ask that your peace leads us, that it would guard our hearts and minds in you. We ask for your grace to cover our lives this day. We love you, Lord. We need you. In Jesus' name, amen. I thank you for waking me up today. You have given me another sunrise to enjoy. Thank you for the wonderful sounds of nature and the cool breeze brushing through the trees, making birdsong beautiful melodies. I pray you, Father, for allowing me to live another beautiful day in your kingdom. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil, and keep us in eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.